December 16, 2009, Pooja Niruma, Los Angeles, 2003, DVD translation. This is on Jagat Kalyan and Vitarakta, the absolutely detached state, of the one who is absolutely separate from rag and dvesh, absolutely devoid of rag and dvesh, and Vitarakta along with Jagat Kalyan. So this is a very high level of topic, the Vitarakta, and its association with the salvation of the world. Let us understand Vitarakta, says Niruma. We use this word very commonly, however, and so we all say each other, let us become Vitarag, let us become Vitarag. Vitarag means the unattached one. But as long as fun things are around, then you forget about the Vitarakta. The real meaning of Vitarakta means... Yes, Mahatmas can remain in equanimity, but to rise higher than equanimity, as they remain more and more in equanimity, then some bhav means when a state not associated with either rag or dvesh will lead on to samatha and equanimity, and then higher up is Vitarakta. So initially mahatmas are essentially remaining in a state of equanimity, no rag, no dvesh, no moving towards pleasure, no moving away from pain, and everybody understands rag and dvesh, anger, greed, deceit, pride. Let us understand, and the two ends of the spectrum, of the extreme spectrum, so rag and dvesh is like and dislike. On one side, like and dislike most people will have, even Dada says even we would have rag and dvesh, like and dislike. However, we do not have rag or dvesh, says Dada Shri. The Gnani does not have rag, dvesh. Like means a preference.
Take your bag, please.
Oh, yeah. Like, yes, thanks. If Dada is asked to come in a room, he will prefer to sit in a chair. But if says somebody tells me to sit down on the floor, he'll say, okay, I'll sit on the floor. So he will have a natural preference for a liking to sit in a chair for his age. However, it is a natural preference. However, the non-self complex will lean towards the chair as opposed to the floor, but there is no insistence in it. And if the chair is not there, there is no internal one who will make a noise and say, hey, where is the chair? Where is the chair? Looking for the chair. Go get the chair, etc. There is no internal one making any kinds of demands. Despite the fact that there is no internal one making any kinds of demands, there is that natural flow of the non-self complex, the prakruti, which will go and ask for it, will go in the direction of a chair. And it is part of the non-self complex. It's a prakruti. It is the natural inclination of the prakruti only, but when it is not there, there is no inner voice of complaint. But for us, it is the other way around. There is a lot of inner voice. Vitarakta is a very high level. Tirthankars have Vitarakta. The fully enlightened lords have Vitarakta. They don't even have this subtle like and dislike. They are absolutely, their non-self complex of thought, speech and action is unfolding as part of the SCE unfolding 100%. And they are absolutely not at all the owner, absolutely not the owner of the thought, speech and actions. as if they're totally disconnected from the body complex. In every event, in every circumstances, every second. And the body complex has been left as part of the unfolding nature of the evidence in the Prakriti complex and in the non-self reality. Since in India, the North Indians were called Aryans, and the South Indians were Dravidians. Aryans and Dravidians, says Niruma. Lord Mahavir walked a lot in the northern parts of India, and then in his knowledge he saw that his karmas were still remaining with people of un-Arya Pradesh. Un-Arya means where the Aryans were not residing, and so he moved. Because in Arya Desh, in Arya territory, everybody revered him, everybody revered the Lord, they all appreciated him, and they always took care of him as wherever he was. So then he says, here everybody is treating me so well, I have no way of finishing off the karma. And so where will I get some hardships? So he went into un-Arya walking into the southern portions of India. And this is what he saw unfolding in his... There, in the un-Arya Praja Desh, wherever he would ask for some food, ask for some food, people would throw stones at him. Well, who is this character? Who is this ascetic? Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Who is this naked ascetic? And so for days and days, the Lord never got any food. But he was in total knowledge of the unfolding events. And then he also had the account with the snake named Chandakoshya. And so he wanted to go in the jungle, and they all told him, please don't go here because there is a very angry snake who will bite you, who has not left anyone alone. But the Lord says, no, I'm fine. So he saw that his account with Chandakoshya was still pending. They all pleaded, please, please don't go. So then they came up to the edge and they would not go inside the forest. He did not have any ownership of the body, so it was total lack of ownership. He was not the owner of the body, not the owner of the feelings, not the owner of the thoughts, not the owner of words. That is the Vitaragata, the state of the Vitaraga. And then the other she says, yes, leave. Just, you know, when you throw a spinning top, you know how you throw it and let it be? You don't interfere in its spinning, do you? In the same way, your life that is unfolding in this current life, these thoughts, speech and actions is also unfolding and spinning. You think that you can make a difference. And he says, let this body spin out and let it be free, let it be according to the evidences that unfold in front of it, rather than your demands on how it should be or not should be. Vitarakta means absolute, without any anger, greed, deception, pride, insistence, ego, rag, dvesh. This is the ultimate state of a human being. There is nothing higher than that. There is nothing further that needs to be attained. And yes, we all who have attained this knowledge of Tadashri, we get Samyak Drashti, which is the right vision, and then through that right vision, we are able to deal with the files with equanimity, and therefore we come into some bhav, the bhav of equanimity. And then the Adashri says, we are considered total vitrag, however, but we total vitrag from within 360, and there is a deficiency of 4 degrees in the external realm, in the worldly interaction. And he says, once those 4 degrees of rag, dvish, a very subtle like dislikes go away, preferences for the clothes, etc., then he will be a total vitrag inside and outside, 360 degrees outside, 360 degrees inside. The vitrag doesn't care, does he? He says he is on the path of the vitra. The Lord was very attractive. The Lord was very handsome, Lord Mahavir. And a lot of people would get absolutely attracted to him and forget themselves when they look at him. However, the Lord was not connected. And the Adashri says the reason why we are left with the 4 degrees is because there is a residual reason for it. There is a residual reason. The 4 degrees of lack of vitrakta is the reason why we are able to do Jagat Kalyan, are able to help other human beings. And this is what we had. This is what we had. We had asked for in a previous life. Whereas the Vitaragas, they are not even involved in any of this khatpat or in this manipulativeness so that they can help others. But you know, he says for countless previous lives, he always had this deep, intense, inner wish that whoever would meet me, she must benefit from the meeting with me. And so we have seen it. He would meet only one person and he will ask him, he will spend all the time with him. Who are you? Are you really Kimochi? Who is the doer of the world? Who is gone? And as soon as he has finished talking 10 minutes with him, 15 minutes, another person will walk in and Dada will go back again to, are you really Alicia? Are you really Michael? Are you really John? With everyone, he might do the same thing 15 times in a day. I have observed him again. Are you really this person? He would not never get tired of this. He would never get tired of it. It was amazing. I have noticed his same old talk, no change at all. And we listening will say, oh no, here he goes, Dada. Nirma says, I must have listened to it thousands of times, same thing. Are you really Alicia? Who is God? Who is the doer of this world? Then I was wondering, what is this man trying to say? What is Dada trying to really convey here? And now somebody in English has come in front of Nirumanda. I says, even I know how to speak English. How are you? Somebody came in English. Fine. Say Dada Bhagwan. Say Dada Bhagwan. Dada Bhagwan. Dada Bhagwan Asim Jajikar Ho, the ground sing. Niruma is doing vidhi for this person who is now bowing down to her feet, a Westerner, or at least a non-Gujarati speaking person, we don't know. This person does now. Yes, that's it. So she okay. Well, do I get up now because there, Niruma gives her a flower. Well, we are seeing the image of a beautiful image of Dada Shri. Niruma just says to the person, whenever you're in trouble, say, Dada Bhagwan, please help me, please help me. Here somebody sneaking in to get, that was, I think, Patty Pratibha. Okay, trying to get a little touch of the toe to the forehead. Okay. With Niruma, it was very easy. You could just go to her, take off her saris and say, and pull her sari up and say, okay, let me get your toe. So Niruma is going to proceed now. Coming to the main point on Vitarakta, we need to be there, we need to go in that direction. And so I used to kind of find out the bottom line of this thing. What is the secret behind this? Why is that Dada not getting tired of talking the same thing over and again? And it is said, so you can, and then I realized that supposing somebody has got very sweet speech, and you want to keep on listening, and then I recognize that, number one, Dada must have been talking the same talk over 15 times, same thing. When we listen to this particular, but when we listen to what Dada is watching, is saying the same thing over and over again, Dada is the same, however the human beings are changing, and the response of the human beings is very interesting to watch, and their inner state, how it is clicking to them. The first time somebody asks you a question, are you really John Nada Patrick? It's an earth-shattering question, and it is so variety. So when you look, you think it is all one and the same. However, Dada is the same, but there is very subtle three or four sentences that are different. Yes, and he may say something. There is a subtle answer from the person that there is a new vision unfolding in this. And so then you get a new vision. The new vision is unfolding within the listener. And then also five agnas. I must have heard it. Niruma says ad infinitum on the five agnas. Dada telling the five agnas. But this is the secret. This is the kubi. This is the wonder of the speech of the Gnani. And so let us talk about Vitarakta. See, let's talk about Lord Mahavir. He wanted to finish all his karma. And so he had left all ownership of the speech, or the body, or the mind. He just was there to finish the rest of the karma. Dada Shri himself says that he knew that total completion, 360 degrees, was not going to happen in this life, here on this earth. Therefore, then what else could one do, having attained the self as capital with the glory at the level of 356 degrees like he did? He says, then spend the rest of the time for the rest of the world. So this is the sign of Vitarakta, that as one becomes more Vitarag, and as one comes closer towards Vitarakta, then compassion, Karuna arises. Karuna arises as a gust. Karuna is a very subtle thing. It is not the worldly definition of compassion. And it is, it is, it It is this compassion is associated with ultimate liberation of human beings, so that they can be made into a totally liberated state where they do not have to return to enter into the phenomenal world, the terrestrial world of animal state, human state, etc. And so when a person moves towards Vitarakta, he becomes a natural nimit for such Jagat Kalyan. And I have seen that all in Dadashri. How Dadashri used to say, how are you going to see Vitarakta? You cannot see it in books. But if you are in front of such a person who is Vitarag, who is absolutely detached, if you observe that person and if you live around him, then you can learn a lot about him. This is the law. Just by observing and by being around such a person, you can learn a lot. And this is means, how does the Gnani stand up, how does he stake, how does he eat, how does he use water, how does he talk to people, how is he dealing with the world, in every, whether he is talking about worldly matters, money or anything, or whether, and then there are some people who come to him full of devotion and touch him, and there are some others who come who are so upset, they say, what the heck, how can this guy be a god, etc. So some people try, with other intellectual people try to come and kind of stir him up and test his intellect, etc. And so that at all such times, you are, if you watch and observe this and see this, then you can get an awareness of what Vitarakta is all about. It is not easy to really. Yes. You know, when complimenters come, people who give compliments and stroke your ego, then when they come, then it's easy. But when somebody comes and really gives you a hard time, when somebody is obnoxious and difficult, and so I have seen this with Dada, with all kinds of people coming from both ends of the spectrum, from rag and dvish to reverence to but Dada had just the smile of absolute liberation on him, the laugh of absolute, the liberated one on him all the time, a state of total unaffectedness. And I remember there were such headstrong people who would come to Dada, who would argue with him like in a crazy and an obnoxious manner. And now Niruma is remembering one specific lady. There is one lady, she would come in satsang. And she would sit in front of Dada, I would be next to Dada. And then she was so, and she is a very strong woman. But so, if a headstrong person comes in front of Dada, then she could not stand this, such a person talking to Dada. She would start talking, what the heck are you talking about? She would start defending Dada in front of Dada. Interfere in the conversation. Come on. So then she would tell him, come on, what are you trying to ask questions? Why don't you come downstairs and I'll give you all the answers? But don't bother my Dada. Don't bother my Dada. How dare you bother my Dada? Come on outside. I'm willing to take you on. And Niruma would observe this whole tree and triangular conversation. And Dada would be with Rag. Then this guy will nudge him. Come on down. I'll answer your questions. Don't be obnoxious here. This was a tough lady who had intense rag for Dada, not to a tremendous devotion for Dada. And Dada would be just be observing it as if he's like a child, you know. He's neither in favor of the woman nor in favor of the man. Sirishvai says, sometimes, occasionally, Dada would use very strong, difficult language and he will just come out with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and just really thrash the other person. You would think, wow, where did that come from? But that is the medicine for the... Many times Dada would, in satsang, For 3 hours, Dada would not say a word for 3 hours. Everybody would be sitting around there, 3 hours gone. And Niruben is sitting next to him, nobody saying a word. And so then the people who are listening, sitting there, are so upset. And then there are other times somebody is singing a whole bunch of padas, totally off key, totally off tune, one pad after the other, and so everybody else says, I wish this guy would shut up, he's not singing in tune, he's not singing in rhythm, and everybody's upset, and Dada would keep on saying, sing more, sing more, sing, sing more. Then because they're wanting him to shut up so that Dada can say something. And Dada, she says, Dada, why don't you say something? So then Dada would say, what can I do? Today this tape record is not playing anything. Can you imagine? He's not saying, I can't say anything. He says, this tape record is not playing today. He would not say a word. And I have seen it so many times, says Niruma. He's again totally detached from the speech. And then Niruma recalling moments with Dada. And here the Vidhi would go on, Asim Jajakar would go on. And then I would have very little time because I was working, so I would think it would be nice if Dada would start with some satsang. And there is Magan Bhai from London coming. He's another one of the, he used to be the Sangpati in London. We took Dada in one temple, he says. It was 1984 in London. There were about 100 Mahatmas there. And then it happened that and so then a whole bunch of people assaulted Dada. You call yourself a god. How dare you do that? And Dada would tell him, please, I am not Dada Bhagwan. Dada Bhagwan is the one who is manifest within me. This is in London in 1984. Please, please. And then he says, I lost my temper. And these people are, how dare they talk to this guy? I was about 50 years old. And then Dada saw that Magan Bhai is very angry. This man's name is very angry. And I said, Dada told Dada. Gaka said, Dada. That says, then so Dada immediately said, Magan Bhai, sit down. All of these are intellectual people. I don't even have a drop of intellect within me. All of these people are very, very correct what they're saying. Dada said it aloud, so I immediately understood what Dada was saying. Otherwise, I would have grabbed those people and taken them out. There was in the same satsang, there was a guy from Swaminarayan Sampradaya, the sect. He got lost his ending. How are you trying? How dare you say that you are this people? Dada Bhagwan, they're all singing about you. They're singing praise about you. Dada is trying to make him understand. But then Dada says, okay, let's start singing. Swami Narayan Bhagwan Nasim Jajakar Ho. That will please him. If you don't like Dada Bhagwan, we'll sing Swami Narayan Bhagwan Nasim Jajakar Ho. Swami, the Lord will sing Asim Jajakar Ho Swami Narayan if it pleases you. And so he kind of quietened the other person down that way. So these are Mahatmas giving their evidences and giving us a flavor of how the Vitarakta was there with Dada Shri and applied with. Do you remember the temple in Zambia? And we took Dada to Zambia. Yes, and there was a program arranged in the temple there, in the Radhe Radhe temple there. And there was a big program in Zambia. And then one committee member says, no, we cannot keep this Dada Bhagwan, but he says he himself is a god. There was a message.
25 years ago.
He may have read a little bit of Aptavani Avan. So we tried, he tried, it was not passed, the board people. So this guy says, Dada, this is how it's happened. The board of the temple would not accept your visit to this temple. Unofficially, they do not want you here. Dada Shri says, it's not your fault. He says, in all of this thing, he says, it's not your fault because the evidences are not there. And there was in Lusaka, satsang in Lusaka. There were so many questions about God. How can you call yourself a God? Dada was absolutely vitrak. And then after dinner, Dada tells Janti Bhai, Sirish Bhai's colleague, another friend were there, come on, well, Janti Bhai, why don't you talk, do satsang with them? Dada was vitrak. He told one of the Mahatmas to do satsang instead of Dada doing any satsang. So there is another incident of Dada's with Dada was in our home. Everybody had left in Los Angeles, and Ramila and I and another few other Mahatmas were there. There was a couple who came from Hollywood. That man said, Dada, like, touch them, give them prasadi. Why? Prasadi means Dada would take a shoe and beat them. So then that man said, shall I beat you? Okay, shall I take the... Now you are hitting the shoes, Dada. Dada bent forward and says, give him the shoes, says, come on, hit me. That guy took the shoe in his hand, he lifted it up and he says, he could not hit Dada, and he says, okay, now go ahead, give me a beating. He could not hit Dada. And from inside, he really could not give a whack to Dada. Dada says, he just says, yes, why not? Yeah, here, take this shoe. Because the man from Hollywood says, shall I beat you? Prasadi in those days, in other words, a gift was to get a beating on your back with a shoe, that is to break the ego, the seat of the ego. Only Dada would do that on occasions, and he would really whack you with his shoe, apparently, if I've heard. Niru, I don't know, I'm missing out the conversation because they're all just talking and they're not using the microphone, they're just talking. Remembering all, reminiscing all those beautiful moments with Dada, sitting. Yes. People just are now going into a free-for-all mode, as two or three people talking at the same time. Again, no micro. No, no, yes. Okay, microphone in. And they're trying to. Okay, they'll repeat the question now. Ramila is saying, Dada, would you give me a prasadi, means prasad, by the beating? So this couple was there. Ask him if this guy says yes, then I will give you only the beating. So he says, no, Dada is only Ramila alone is going to get a prasad, only that person. So then Ramila talked to the other person. Then Ramila says, whatever I tell you, say yes only. So she says, Dada asked her to ask him, if he agrees, then only I'll give you the beating. And so Ramila tells him, yes. He says, just say yes only. He says, how are you going to get the prasad? Because they usually think prasad is a sweet. He says, I want to break this ego. My ego is so big. So if Dada hits me with a shoe, my ego will go. So then he says, how can he beat you? Because if I beat, And Dada just immediately bow down and so Vijay says, I'm totally filled with a sense of awe. And Dada just went forward and says, here, with me. As he tried to, he raised his hand. His hand, he says, here. He could say, and he, then he could not give the hit him, so he gave the shoe to Dada and says, okay, you hit me, Dada. Give me the prasad. So this was the prasad from the Gnani, the offering from the Gnani to break your ego. It happened in LA, says Niruma. There was a lady. She had a lot of rag. She wanted to meet Dada. In 87, she was missing out on Dada. She had not taken Gnan yet. And Dada's health was not very good. He was hardly able to do satsang for satsang. Forget about the Gnan Vidhi. 87. She used to live 60 miles away. Should come every day back and forth. She would do darshan of Dada and leave. Dada, when will I get Gnan? When will I get Gnan? Dada, every time she would leave, she would ask. She would drive back and forth 60 miles in LA. Dada, she says, write your name down, you'll get a chance. And then so one Gnan Vidhi was arranged. And the Gnan was given, and she had a lot of inner feeling that I want my husband also to receive this Gnan. But her husband was not so willing. Husband would not like to come to Dada. But inside, she always wanted her husband to receive this Gnan. But the Prakrutis were not matching. And so she would... And she wanted her husband to get the Gnan because then life would be so much easier. But he kept on saying, no, no, no. And so when the Gnan Vidhi was starting, she, even though he wasn't there, he may say no, but I'm going to write his name down too, she says. So she wrote her husband's name in it. And the next day on the Gnan Vidhi day, and that, because there was individual samarpan at that time, and the last name was the name of the husband, and the last name was this man's name. Then the husband came. Everybody was very surprised. She says, I was surprised he came. And so they took Gnan, both of them, and the Gnan Vidhi was excellent. Dada gave Gnan with oxygen on board. Next day there was the follow-up session, and we called the couple. Everybody was called. Everybody early in the morning, before they going to their work, they would come early in the morning to meet Dada by 7 a.m. to do the darshan of Dada. And everybody was filing in one by one. By 8:30 or 9, lot of Mahatmas who had taken Gnan, they all took the blessings from Dada. And then Dada was tired, quite tired by that time. Because the Gnan Vidhi in the night and then this morning. And so this went on longer than an hour. So Dada looked physically tired. So we said, let us make Dada sleep, take a little rest, take a break, and then he can have the darshan again. So Dada took a break. And so we closed the door of Dada Shri's. And Dada turned his back, turned on his side, and he fell asleep. And then he slept for an hour and a half. And so we cannot disturb Dada because he is sleeping so beautifully. Generally he hardly sleeps, and so this was such a night sleep, so we did not disturb Dada. And so we didn't want to wake up Dada. And so the door was closed. And outside all the Mahat, and so I did not, Niruma never looked outside, who was outside. And so after an hour and a half later, I opened. That lady was waiting out there. She was sitting there, and she had not yet had her darshan. Dada says, "What is that? What's happening?" So that lady was crying. So Dada Shri says, why is she crying? Because my husband was here waiting for you, Dada. But because the door was a door, he just late went. Then I made him stay for a while, but he would, after a while, he was really frustrated and he took off. And so then, and just before we came, the door closed. And so he would not wait for you, Dada. Just for a little, we missed out, Dada. So we can't have the darshan. She says, I'm very sad that I cannot, that he cannot see Dada. And I made him understand that, please, please, you know. And he was, he says he could not wait that long because he had to go, because he had to go to work. So Dada, she says, don't worry about it. Take care of yourself first. Become stable yourself. Get yourself in balance first. And then Dada made Niruvayan write a letter for to this gentleman. Why don't you write down a letter now? So Niruma, dear man, you came, but this happened, and we were sleeping, and we are very sorry that you had to leave. And this is my mistake. Yes, it's my mistake, but somehow or the other, please come and meet us. Come in. And then he gave this seal and gave it to Niruvayan and said, give it to the gentleman. And so the lady says, she showed the letter to her husband, but he did not respond. He didn't come at all. And so a lot of time was lost, and then intermittently the lady would come, but and then one night she came at 9:30 in the night. And she was, and so, and this is the final days of Dada now, in LA at least. And then one day she came very upset to Dada, and Dada, she says, okay, come on, do the Vidhi now. Yeah, come on, do the Vidhi. And as soon as she came back, Dada asked her, go get your husband. Go call your husband. Dada, how do you know? He says, how do you know? My husband is sitting in the car, but he doesn't want to come upstairs. And just tell him, go do 5 minutes darshan, then he can go. And, I'm just here to do the darshan. He says he doesn't want to come. So then I told her, Niruma says, let me go and go to him and let me call him to Dada. Let me go downstairs. And she says, no, you cannot go. She will insult you. He's very egoistic. He'll insult you, Niruben. Please don't go. And you will not like it at all. Don't go. Dada says, no, I don't have any problem. Even if he insults me, it won't bother me. Let me go. Let me get him to come to Dada somehow or the other. Dada says, what's going on? Dada, so I told him, I want to go and call him. Dada, she says, yeah, go call him. Niruben, go call the gentleman. And so Niruben went downstairs, and she says, she came after me. She could not wait. She was worried about how he would treat me. And so as I went, he was sitting in the driver's side of the car, and so then I told him, please, whether you believe it or not, Dada knows that you are sitting here and he is calling you. Whether you accept it or not, Dada already knows you are sitting here and he's calling you. He immediately snapped out of the car and he just ran up the flight of stairs to meet Dada and just came. And as soon as he enters, Dada, with tremendous karuna, and compassion, which says, tells a man, oh, are you here? Oh, how nice you're here. Come. You know, on that day you had to leave without seeing me, and you must have had to wait such a long, no? Because it is not your fault, it was my fault only. On that day I slept off, and so you had to go. Please, it is not your mistake, it is my mistake. No, Dada, it's not, no, don't worry about it. No, it is my mistake only. Please forgive me, says Dada to the gentleman. Please forgive me. No, Dada, please don't talk like this. Dada says, no, it is my mistake only. Please forgive me. Put your hands on my head, says Dada, and say, Dada, I have forgiven you. Hey, Dada, I am forgiving you. Please, Dada, please put your heads. So the guy was absolutely distraught. He didn't know how to behave. We were all shocked on listening at this. And the guy says, no, Dada, I don't want to do that. I'm fine. You don't have to worry about it. You're not at fault at all. No. So Dada took his hands and put it on his head and says, now say, tell me that you have forgiven me. Dada, I forgive you. I nothing. I'm not at all. And then he sat down in front. Then as soon as he sat down, then he says, Dada, I have never had any slightest negative feeling about you. Whatever negativity I have, is it because of this woman only, not from you, this wife. I don't have any negativity with you, Dada. I am fine with you. Amazing compassion. Everybody was crying at that time. So it's... Can you imagine the state of the Gnani in terms of his sensitivity, that not a single human being, not a single soul be hurt to the slightest extent? Can you imagine his state with which this whole thing unfolded? So then we understood. Then I understood that how he was doing, settling his file with equanimity. Dada Shri was settling file number one with equanimity. Dada Shri's own account with equanimity. This is the Karuna. This is the state of the Gnani. This is the compassion of the Gnani. We cannot even imagine the level at which this compassion is unfolding. This happened two or three times, says Deep and Niruma. Niruma, it happened, it must have happened a couple of times in Baroda, in Vadodara. And so some people says, no, don't do it. Come on, just put your hand on my head and say that you forgive me. Dada had done that a couple of times with a couple of other. What a Gnani he is, absolutely or nearly absolutely enlightened. But he did not want to get bound with anyone. He did not want to, not to get stuck up with any residual effects within any file, within any human being in this world. I have not heard. I have heard indirectly that Dada. I have heard later on with reference to this particular event. Okay, says Niruma, says I don't remember that. Then Dada said anything further about it. Dada was always positive with this particular situation. So Sirish Bhai made an additional comment, which therefore is not relevant here, because Niruma says that as far as this whole example, this was one of total compassion of the Gnani, and there was no negativity in that at all. Because yes. He was very concerned when he made Niruben write the letter, that he was constantly wanting that person to come back to him. He says, we recognize, Dada Shri said that he recognized that an error had happened, a person had come to meet me and I fell asleep, and therefore that is an error, and therefore I need to really just kind of correct it live. Okay, so that is a state of compassion of the Gnani that is being expressed as a live example in front of all of us. Yes, the ignorant will just totally leave it alone and just say, the heck with it. You know, I tried my best, but if he doesn't want to come this way, then what can I do? And so then that Mahatma became a very solid Mahatma for Dada. Dada Shri told him later on that had good conversation with him later on, many satsangs. Dada tells him, Dada, we are going to come to India in December, Dada. Dada, okay? Are you coming? Oh, you're going to? You must come to Vadodara and meet us also in Vadodara. So he did not know what to do, and he was planning. No, not like this. You come, no, not like that. Just so Dada opened, he says, give me a promise that you're going to come and meet me in Vadodara. Dada, he gave his hand to Dada and says, yes, Dada, I promise I'll come. And he did come to Vadodara. And then he met Dada, then Dada did vidhi for him. And he was the one who took the last video of Dada. He took about 5 to 10 minutes of video of Dada, following which there was no video of Dada. So this gentleman took the last video of Dada in Vadodara, because then Dada was too sick and then there was no video taking. And then we did not have a video camera or anything, so we did not do any video at that time. And Yes, there is somebody. He says, he lives in Ananda, I'll try to get the video, says Deepak Bhai, says Sirish Bhai, we will try to get the video. Then, will you please talk about Tapli Vada Dada, like in Dada gave a Tapli. Another example. Oh, there is a different. That is not a one of compassion. Bodeli. There is an uncle. There is Gokad Kaka in Bodeli. There was no Dada then at that time. And it was for Niruma, not Gokad Kaka was for Niruma, not for Dada. Chagan Bhai's father, Gokad Bhai, had a similar experience with Niruma, but not with Dada. It was not as... Beautiful image of Dada sitting there. Now, Chagan Bhai, says Niruma, he... He had a huge income tax bill because he had done a lot of hanky-panky in accounts. And so the case was going on in the tax courts in Vadodara. And the case was with our Mahatma K.C. Mehta, a lawyer. So K.C. Mehta came and he says, get me out of this tax racket, otherwise I'll end up in jail. And I says, I'll somehow or the other pay off all the money. And the man was in difficulty. And so he was in a heavy tension. So he tried to help in every way he could. But then he says, go to Niruban. Okay, no, correction, go to Dada. So K.C. Mehta sends this man to do darshan of Dada. He says, a big Gnani Purush, and he may help you. So Chagan Bhai, even though he didn't believe in Dada, he says he went to Dada. And so then, so he came to save on his taxes to Dada. He did not know much about Dada, he didn't know what a Gnani Purush is. Then he kept on coming to Dada. But he could not understand what was going on. He could not understand the tone of the conversation because his intention was to save his money and to get out of the IRS or the income tax trap. And so then he never came to Dada. So I don't know. But then but he's the father-in-law of Shantibai Mahatma. So there was some relationship of Shantibai, another Mahatma. So whenever there is satsang in Chalamani, little village, then he would come. And then he took Gnanvidhi in Chalamani. He just woke up in the Gnanvidhi. He says he got stuck to the Gnan. And then he started it. And then he came into full form. And so he had a lot of wish that his father would come into this Gnan too. Because the father was totally into Ram and Kabir. Doesn't understand what's going on. There is so much kasha is going on within. He is almost 8 years old now. He was worried about his father. And he says, I would love it if my father can get this Gnan. At least come for half an hour to 45 minutes, please. Let me take my father to Dada. So he took it. You know, so the old man says, at this age, Dada Bhagavan Asim Jai Jaikar Ho, it is not something that I can take up because I am into Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I mean, I do not understand this Dada Bhagavan Asim Jai Jaikar. So this happened a number of times. So then we went once. He says, I really cannot get it. I don't know what you're trying to say. I said, what should I do? Why should I bother now, Dada, at this age? So in order to accommodate him, the kaka was standing outside. And the other uncle was, so everybody was in the front. And so Dada would just, Dada just touch. So he came inside, he came slowly, he touched. So, and he was that, and so then he says, Dada just touched him on the head. He says, the day Dada touched me on the head, Dada Bhagavan Asim Jai Jaikar just took on continuous rhythmly and absolute bliss prevailed. And so everybody called him Tapli Wala, the uncle, old gentleman. And so then the 8 year old man wanted to take Gnan. And he came to Kamlesh, in Kamlesh's village, Anutha. Do you understand? He is your uncle. Kamlesh is here, K.P. Patel. Chaganbhai was my uncle, my father's friend. And so initially he used to say that this Dada Bhagavan is a god of only the rich people only, because only the rich people were following. And so, yes, that's what he used to say initially, but now later on he turned around completely. Okay, this is the end of the Vitrakta Jagat Kalyan, part 2, Los Angeles, part 1, Guru Purnima 2003, awaiting Deepak Bhai's Vidhi. This is the morning of December 16th in Adalaj, Simadar City. Let us do a Vidhi, so Deepak Bhai is there with us. Shut that much, shut that much, shut that much, shut that much. Shuddhatmachum, 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 Jai Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand, says Deepak Bhai to all of you. Jai Sachidanand, this is how you...
Jai Sachidanand.